Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, welcome in, everyone, to episode number 27. Can you believe that we are a week out from Christmas? Hope you've gotten all your Christmas shopping done. And if you're like me and you like to do a lot of that shopping online, well, you better get to it so you can get those deliveries before Christmas. It's an exciting time for us. We've got my family is coming to our house in Atlanta. As you know, if you followed the podcast, you know we were homeless there for a little while. Not really. We just couldn't find a place to live or to actually buy. And we did that a little over a month ago, and I've really enjoyed our new place. And I've got my podcast room set up, which has been pretty cool. I'm still adding to it and trying to make it as personable as I can for me when I'm in here and when I get to talk to you. But yeah, my family's coming, so my kids will be here this week, and my parents are coming down, my sister and her daughter, and so we're really looking forward to it. So we're actually celebrating a week early, so we had to be on it to be able to have our gifts in time, but we did it. And we're looking forward to that. So next week when I come to you and I talk to you, that will have happened for us, and it'll actually be right before Christmas. So really looking forward to that time to spend with them. I wanted to lead off today with another review that was given on iTunes. Really, again, appreciate this. And if you've got time to like and review the podcast, it certainly helps me. It certainly helps us. And it helps folks that are interested in this type of content and trying to become better, trying to become better men, trying to become better versions of themselves when they can read these comments and reviews and know that, hey, this is something that I might want to check out. But this came from KGoodwin77. It says, my boss suggested Darren's podcast for me. She knew this was an area I was seeking to embrace, but I never sought coaching on a professional level. Coaching is a big part of our organization, and I'm on the receiving and giving side of it every day. But for myself personally and privately, it's never been prioritized. I'm so glad to have been introduced to Darren. His delivery is calming, reassuring, and direct. It's practical guidance. It's issues we all encounter as men, and we aren't as good as speaking up about them. Thank you, Dr. Wilson. You're a blessing. Yeah, well, it's hard for us men to speak up about them. It's hard for us men to talk about our feelings. It's hard for us men a lot of times to, you know, talk to our spouses or, you know, those that are closest to us about those things. And heck, for us, you know, sometimes it's hard to talk to ourselves about the things that we're going through. And so Kay Goodwin, really appreciate that. I really appreciate that review, and thanks so much for listening. So today, you know, I've been thinking about what I want to talk about this week on the podcast. And you know, coming off the last 2 weeks talking about the holidays and talking about spending time with your family and trying to figure out you know, those things that are facing you that maybe are a little difficult this time of year. You know, I want to kind of continue that theme, thinking about the holidays and then thinking about the new year, because I know many of you are facing doubt and uncertainty. as you face this time of year, right? It's just, it's a normal thing, right? If you're alone, you're facing that. Maybe you've gone through divorce. Maybe you, it's a new season. Maybe you've lost a loved one. Maybe you're just not sure so much about yourself. Whatever that is, I know that a lot of people out there are facing and going through uncertainty. You've got doubts, right? You've got doubts about, you know, COVID and what that's going to look like now and into the new year. You know, you've got doubts about your family or doubts about relationships, your kids. You know, kids affect people in a lot of different ways. Maybe it's about your job. Maybe you've got job uncertainty, or maybe, yeah, you've got job insecurity, right? You're just not secure in the job you're in. You don't know if you're going to have your job. You don't know if that job's going to continue. And then for some of you, and for many of you, it's really doubts really about just yourself, right? It's about yourself. Where should you go from here? Where do you want to be? Where do you want to go from here? How do you change and become the person you've always wanted to be? You've been listening to this podcast. You do a lot of self-help. You try to reflect. You try to get in and really do some of this work and other works, but it's just not really sinking in, right? You start to question yourself. Is it even possible to change? Is there even a possibility for me to become a different version of me? Is there even a possibility for me to approach life differently than what I've always approached it for the 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, whatever years that I've been on this earth? You start questioning that, right? You ask yourself questions like, why do I struggle so much believing in me? And why do I struggle so much believing in myself? I've certainly asked myself that question, right? And as you're listening today, maybe just ask yourself that question. Why do you struggle so much believing in you, believing in yourself? Why do you struggle so much believing in yourself, really? Like, be honest with you. Be honest with yourself. You know, it seems easier to believe in others than it does in you, right? Sometimes almost too easy. You know, if you've got your kids or you've got your spouse or you've got, you know, someone that you just see such great potential in, how easy is it for you to believe in them? How easy is it for you to tell them all of the great things they do? How easy is it for you to see all of the things that they can do with their lives, whether it be personally, whether it be professionally, whether it be relationally? And yet, you don't even believe in the most important person on this planet. You. You know, you're the most important person on this planet to yourself. You are. You know, sometimes we get so caught up in the world around us, and we get so caught up, whether it's in people-pleasing or whether it's in trying to make someone else feel better, or it's trying to make ourselves feel better about our inadequacies, or trying to make ourselves feel better because we're comparing ourselves with someone else, that we don't take the time to really believe in us. And so I want to talk about a concept today that I've been thinking a lot about lately, and that is the I am concept. And that is the I am versus I am not. Or I can versus I cannot. Now, you probably say, well, I've heard some of this before. You know, people say, oh, yeah, I'm this, I'm that. But I want you to take it a step further this week. This week, I want you to take some time, and I want you to write down on a piece of paper all of the I ams. I am good. I am holy. I am worthy. I am a good cook. I am a good guitar player. I'm a good dad. I'm a good gardener. Right? I'm a good reader. I'm a good boss. I'm becoming a better version of myself each and every day. I'm becoming a better dad. I'm becoming a better spouse. I'm becoming a better teacher. I'm becoming a better person. Because so many times, so many of you out there are giving yourself all of this self-talk about what you are not, and what you haven't been, and what you haven't done, throughout the course of your life. You look back, and we've talked before about the past. Remember, the past only exists where? The past only exists in your mind, right? And you get to choose what story you tell yourself about your past. You get to choose what story you tell yourself about any past because it only exists in your mind. And so as you start to think about who you were and who you are and who you are becoming, it becomes critically important for you to tell yourself the story of who you want to be. It's the whole idea of becoming your future self. For so many of us, we live in the past. For so many of you out there listening right now, you live in the past. You cannot get out of your own way because you're worried about and still dwelling on mistakes that you've made in the past. For some, it's a marriage. You know, marriages sometimes aren't going to last forever. They're just not. There are some marriages that aren't supposed to last forever. For some people, your kids' lives are going to be better when you're not married. Now, a lot of the time, society doesn't tell you that, right? Or if you've grown up in a church, it doesn't tell you that. But for some of you, your kids' lives will be better because they won't see you being miserable each and every day. They won't see the way you're acting with your spouse. They won't see the way your spouse is acting with you. And for some of you, you just need to let that divorce go. Just let it go. It was in the past. For some of you, you're still beating yourself up for mistakes you made 20 years ago. You're beating yourself up for taking a job or for not taking a job or for selling a house or for not selling a house or for, you know, making a business deal or for not making a certain business deal. All of that is how you are thinking about your past. And so currently, when you start to think about yourself now and the I am and who you can be in the future and who you want to be in the future and who you're going to be in the future, it is so important for you to tell yourself the story of who you want to become in a positive way. You want to frame your whole being around a way of what you want to become, how you want to be perceived, not necessarily from others, right? I mean, that decision is on themselves. You want to know how you're going to be perceived by you. Because you have a perception of yourself right now, right? You either see yourself in a positive light. You see yourself as a confident, easygoing, giving, passionate kind of person. You can put in any adjective you want to there. Or you see yourself as, oh, woe is me, right? The world is always out to get me. What's going to happen next? Here comes doom and gloom. Here we go again. Right? The phone call comes from the boss, and before you even answer the phone, you look at the number and you're like, oh, what do I do now? Right? Some of you live like that every day because you're not living from a place of I am. I am a confident person. I am a confident leader. I am a leader and I am a person that other people want to follow. I am a person who can become and is becoming a great father. I'm a person who is becoming a great spouse. I'm a person who will be, when I find my right mate, a great spouse. Instead of, oh, I'll never get married, or I'll never get married again, or there's no one out there for me, right? It's all about how do you talk to yourself and how do you talk to yourself each and every day? And so ask yourself a couple of these questions, and we're going to get back to the I ams and what I'm going to encourage you to write down this week. But what areas do you continually doubt and second guess yourself? Oh, wait. I mean, think about that. What areas do you continually doubt and second guess yourself? And my guess will be that these are areas that have come up over and over and over again throughout your lifetime. But not only that, continue to come up over and over each and every day in different areas of your life. Now, for some of you, there will be areas where you're extremely confident in. You know, it may be at work. Maybe at work, you're extremely confident in how you go about your business each and every day, you know, whatever industry you're in. But then you get home, and all of a sudden, you just, your confidence goes out the window, right? Your spouse is able to reign and rule over you, and you almost live out of fear because you have no confidence. You're good at telling them how good they are. You're good at building them up. But for you yourself, you're not able to understand that how they are and how they react and what they think is on them, not on you, right? You want to make sure everything's great in the world. And what does that do? When you try to make everything go well and you try to make everything be happy and you try to make someone else happy, right? Or you try to influence someone else's happiness, all you do is become the people pleaser, as we've talked about before. You have to let them rely on their own emotions and rely on their own emotional health to be happy. But what happens oftentimes is we try to, right, instead of being confident in ourselves, and if our spouse gets upset, if our spouse gets mad, if our kids get mad, our kids get upset, instead of saying, no, that's their road to travel, that's their life to live, I have to worry about my own mental health. We try to go and we try to fix them, right? And so I want you to really ask yourself, where do you continually doubt and second guess yourself? Is it at work? Is it at home? Is it with your spouse? Is it with your kids? You know, where is it? Is it with a particular skill? Where do you continually doubt yourself? And then ask yourself this question, why? Why do you do that? And be curious. Right? Be curious with yourself. Why am I so self-conscious? You know, why do I doubt myself when it comes to speaking publicly? Why do I doubt myself when it comes to being able to say my own opinion with my spouse? Why am I so nervous about that? Why can't I just have an open conversation? Why do I feel like I need to hide behind a text? Why does that feel safer to me? Ask yourself those questions. Be curious. But above all, be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself. Because when you can start answering some of those questions, and when you start answering some of those questions truthfully, and when you start answering some of those questions without filter, then all of a sudden you start to recognize some patterns and you start to see, oh, wait a minute, there could be some breakthrough here because this is all about my thinking, right? Because it all goes back to our thinking. Our thoughts create our feelings, which produce our actions, which ultimately lead to our results. So it all goes back to our thinking. The good news is it all goes back to you. It all goes back to I am, I can be, I am becoming, right? Or I'm not. I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. I've always been this way. I'll always be this way. I'm just not very good at. I just don't communicate very. You see where I'm going here? What a difference in the two. And so when you think about I am and who I am becoming and who, what my best version of my future self looks like, then all of a sudden you start talking to yourself differently. You start telling yourself different things, right? Because whatever you tell yourself and whatever you continue to think is what you are becoming. It's what you're going to continue to become. It's what you will become. It's who you are. Which is exciting to me because it's all about you, right? It's all about you. And so my encouragement for you this week is to take some time, write down on a piece of paper. Don't just do it in your head. Write down on a piece of paper, I am. And write all of the things that you can think of that you are. And if you want to take it a step further, write down the things that you are becoming. I am becoming a great employee. I am becoming a great writer. I am becoming a great musician. I am becoming a great spouse. I'm becoming a great person. I'm becoming a version of myself that I never thought was possible. my confidence level is growing so much that I believe in me more than anyone else could ever believe in me. I have my back more than anyone else does in the room. I have my back more than anyone else does when it comes to this presentation I'm going to give. Because I know that I've put my best self forward, and I know that I'm confident in me, and I'm confident in what I can teach, and I'm confident in what I can share with people. And so each and every day, I am becoming a better and better and better version of myself. What a difference that kind of talk makes than what some of you are doing each and every day to yourself. So this week, friends, take some time and do that. Write down the I ams, write down the I am becomings, and see where that thought process begins to take you. I would love to dive deeper into this type of work with you. Confidence seems to be one of those areas where I just really get the most out of my clients. And so if you're struggling this week with confidence in any area of your life, reach out to me, drdarrinwilson@gmail.com. drdarrinwilson@gmail.com. Let's jump on a call. Let's have a conversation. And let's see how we can move you forward. Move you to becoming an inch, 2 inches, 3 inches, a foot closer to that person you really want to be. Closer to that goal that you really want to reach. You'll be amazed at yourself. You'll be amazed at the type of work that we do, and you'll be amazed at the results that you get. Have a great week, my friends. I can't wait to see you back here next week. Take care, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to the Life Coaching for Men podcast. It would be great if you could review the podcast and subscribe this week. You can also find me on my website at drdarrinwilson.com or on Twitter at Darren_Wilson, or on Instagram at Dr. Darren Wilson. Once again, thanks for listening and have a great week.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.